Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Seems like it's always the same. And that was Nine Inch Nails. Cool song. Just made me feel like I want to keep on playing and playing and maybe hit on some of my bass. Anyway, welcome everybody. This is Andrew Fetter and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Or bullshit doesn't. Anyway, hoping you all are having a glorious, glorious day on this beautiful Sunday morning. Or is it Friday morning? Or is it Saturday morning? See, it's all relevant to time, isn't it? We always dream of things, of props in the future. Maybe that was sort of like subliminal, I just thought. But we always have dreams of things. And first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening again, and future listeners. And we always have dreams of what could be, what can be, what might be, you know. But there is a famous quote by Edgar Casey, and he once says, dreams are today's answers to tomorrow's questions. So you can think of that. And that's a different aspect of dreams. That's, of course, dreams that we think of. You know, create our creative mind, creativeness, connection to things. It is important to understand that too, as well. But what I'm talking about is what you've been feeling all your life, when the minute you were born as children. And the dreams I'm talking about are in the context of inspirations. You know, the things that you thought of when you were a child. What did you dream of? I mean, think back. If you can think back that far back, like if you're that old or that young. I mean, think of it. What did you want to be? A president of the United States? That's archaic, but everybody has their own dreams. And even as kids, you always had dreams. No matter how much somebody may say they're far-fetched, sometimes those dreams become into reality, but then that isn't the most important thing of the dreams, which I'll explain. You may have actually wanted to become a rock and roll musician, or maybe a famous actor, or a basketball player, or whatever. I mean, these, you had dreams when you were a child. And why would you have all these dreams of what you want to be and think of things? Is it because you had some imagination, or is it something that you had a direction of, the innocence of? And what happens to our dreams along the line? Somebody comes and tells you you can't, you couldn't. Maybe life situations, diversions, things happen on the way to Rome, as they say. So sometimes we lose our inspiration of the dreams, but they're still the dreams. Like I said, you may understand or may not understand, but everything's inspired within our dreams. It's what happens in our reaction to our inspirations and our dreams. Maybe you were inspired. Maybe you just had it in you. Maybe it just could have, but it just didn't happen. So you often wonder, what happened to my dream? Well, you all, again, have inspirations and dreams. And sometimes the dreams become disappointments. So what happens? It's our reaction. We become disappointed. We're disillusioned. And maybe you even withdraw. Oh, fuck it. It never all happened. And that takes to another diversion of another course. Now, a lot of people have written a lot of famous things about dreams, maybe in a speech or even a poem. And one famous poem, I'll just read off a famous series, is actually for one of my favorite writers. I think I may have read this in a past show before. Seems like I'm going on 7 years now. I've been doing When Pigs Fly. I'm just telling that to the producer. And that was sort of a dream. I never thought I would be doing a radio show. I never thought I was going to do a lot of things. But dreams change, by the way. But here's this. Listen to this poem. And it's pretty, tells you pretty candid in his own mind, and maybe you can understand within a poetic, metaphoric way of looking at it. Edgar Allan Poe once wrote, and I quote, "Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, thus much let me avow, you're not wrong, you deem, who deem, that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away, in a night or in a day, any vision or none, is it therefore the less gone none? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a soft, tormented shore. I hold within my hand grains of the sand, golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep. Why weep? While I weep, oh God, can I not grasp them with a tighter grasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?" Of course, that's by Edgar Allan Poe. Cool. Very, very, very cool poem. But it relates to a lot of things. I mean, even though he's speaking of a dream of a woman in his life, that's mainly what it's talking about. And what would happen, his hope, his direction, where they were going to go in the future. He was talking about where it's leading to, what happened to it. It fell through my hand. So he's talking of his certain disappointments. And this is very candid. A lot of people look into their dreams. They have dreams, and they fall on this path, and then all of a sudden, sometimes the floor collapses. And so we're constantly put in this inspiration of dreams with hope. Now, hope is as hollow as fear, as they say, and it has nothing there. Therefore, that's what happens. We put a lot, and we put dreams, and we convert those dreams into hope, as opposed to it's a direction. Now, I'm going to go into, there are like, again, the types of dreams, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but there are dreams when you go through dreamscape, and I'm not going to get into that. I've done that in the past. That's actually about going out of body. And that's a different kind. What I'm, again, reiterating, I'm talking about inspirations, which are dreams, these kind of dreams. Some dreams are, again, all about us, but then as individuals, but then there's others that we often imply or talk about in a spiritual context or a political context. I mean, there's the famous Martin Luther King had said in his excerpt about, I dream of a day. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low and the rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight and the glory of God shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. Sorry, I just chopped up his dream today. But the fact is, this was a both a spiritual and political context. He was talking about seeing how things would change, that there would actually be freedom and equality within our era, that we would not be judging one another, like on our skin color or ethnicity, and realize how we're all just one, in fact, his eyes, all God's people. Everyone, we're all the same. That was his dream. It's no different than I Imagine by John Lennon. You know, Imagine. These are dreams in the context of the populace. It's like when I sometimes say, I wish things were heading to destruction. Those are in general inspirations of where our direction is. And that's on a collective. But as an individual, we often think of dreams only as individual aspects. If you have inspirations that maybe a president is going to save you or rescue you, or that some situation is going to change, those are dreams, those are directions. And even as an individual, we have our dreams. And what are our dreams? In a sense, even though they're inspired, they're essentially our goals, our keeping our directions. They are our inspirations. Dreams maintain our direction. Without dreams, you would simply be still, never trying to advance. Dreams are sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel. What would happen, or what happens, when we achieve that dream, then what? So this is also the problem. People have false illusions. They think that there are certain things called destiny when there's really destination. We have destiny when we reach it, but then that's already passed, hasn't it? And then where in reality, future is already happening, so therefore we've already chosen it. So our dream, and that's in spiritual, that might be a mind fuck for a lot of people to understand, but time, we're going on off context here, time is actually circular. So there, and it's therefore it's already happening as we speak, and the future is already happening based upon things, and then when we get to there, it could also change. So every moment changes the future. And that happens to do with our goals and our dreams. But what happens when you don't have dreams? Well, like I said, dreams are not just a destination, but they're more given a direction. When you achieve your dream, it's like a door. You're heading toward a doorway. The bridge is keeping you on that direction. Now, imagine in your mind, if you're on a particular space and you have multiple bridges in front of you, at the end of the bridge would be the dream, where you want to be. And now you choose what bridge you want to take. Now, there might be a very scary bridge, a very secure bridge. You think it's the best bridge, and you choose that bridge. So therefore, you walk on that bridge. Now, let's say I don't want to dream. I've given up. Then what happens? You're never crossing the bridge, and therefore there's nothing there. You're always moving forward anyway, and that gives another situation. Now, again, a dream gives you direction. It is because of the dream that you can move on a path in one form or another, whether it's from one direction or to another. Dreams can also change, particularly with your directions. You can be on a path and having an inspired dream, and then boom, change it, right? Your dream may also collide with other people's dreams. Maybe you dream of being a fireman, and somebody else does. And there's only that one little spot that person can be the fireman. Well, and that person gets it instead of you, or you get it instead of them. See, sometimes dreams are based upon our choices. And I've also mentioned in the past that choices can clash upon each other. I think I mentioned a lot on a recent show how choices are like sort of like billiard balls. And you make a choice, and this person makes a choice, and we have free will, and then boom, they hit together. And that collapse thing, that reaction to these choices, create the new choice and new set reactions. And that's what free will is. That's why when people say certain things are destined to happen, yes and no. Yes, the balls are heading toward each other. But the reaction of them, nobody knows. That's based upon the free will. That's based on the same situation within your dream. So dream is based upon what? Your choice. You choose what your dream is. If you think you have no more to dream, or you have given up all on your dreams, then what happens? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about the people happens if on their faces when they have no more dreams. Think of the child who has no more to be inspired by. I'll give you an example. In Africa, a child soldier, a child who is maybe 9-10 years old, and he sees his father brutally slaughtered, and then his mother raped, mutilated in front of his eyes, and then he's carried off by the same soldiers and told to fight for them. What's his dream? What's his inspiration? He still has dreams. They may have been diminished, they may have been pushed down, but deep in his heart, his dream is to be free and be a child again. It's still there. It's never pushed down, it's just pushed down. And now he has to go through this path, or she go through this path. That may be the worst thing you can imagine, but he still has a dream. Think about the people who have suffered during the Holocaust, who are led on and on to be slaughtered. When their dreams are diminished, it's when they start withering away. No hope. And that so does that child. What happens to you physically when you don't have a dream? You essentially create your own Holocaust, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Okay, let me explain to you what metaphorically, what maybe you understand what dreams are as well. And this is essentially going into the spiritual context of dreams, which is more of the absolute, because everything runs from spirit to mental to physical. Now, as we mentioned, we all have dreams, right? And we've all had them in one time or another, and we're all drawn by them. Yet there are times when we forego them and lose trust in them, like I mentioned. We lose our faith. Maybe life circumstances create that, predicated on our choices and choices of others, and the collage of those create that path, and you get diverted. Maybe you wanted to be a professional athlete and you get injured on the way. Maybe you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer and you're all of a sudden have to financially take care of your loved ones. Maybe you want inspired to be an actor, a director, or even a musician. And either things didn't fall into place because of other people's choices, or your skills to redeem it were not acquired to become that or recognized. Maybe sometimes your dreams aren't realized because they're too, people say, far-fetched dreams. But that's their choice, not yours. You can change your dreams and adjust your dreams to the reality of the situations and to what you propose to happen in the future. But only you can adjust your dreams ultimately. Now, what are dreams metaphorically? They are literally like leaves on a tree. And they're something to be looked up and looked down for both, for their guidance and their nourishment. Leaves essentially are like your dreams, your goals. They lead you upon your journey. Like I said, your dreams are like leaves. And from the leaves, they receive the energy. They look toward the sunlight, to the soul. They're like the driving force within you. They give you guidance where you're heading. A leaf is where guided by the sun. The sun starts going in one direction. The leaves tend to lean and look toward that, right? So they're guided toward the sunlight. Hence is your dreams. Your dreams, though, need nourishment. Carry on. So you need to maintain them in spite of life's challenges, whether they're bleak, lessened, or whatever. And you move on and get back on the horse, as they say, and nourish them. You need to re-nourish them. Nourish them is within you to continue on or adjust them. But they're always your leaves. You can always change your leaves at any given time. But without your leaves, what would happen? What would happen to the tree if there were no leaves? That's what would happen to you. So it's always said, like, never, ever give up on your dream. Of course, you can always change your dreams, adjust your dreams, but always maintain them. Because your soul will be pulled away if not. You will, for the most part, die, both physically and spiritually in every sense of the way. Like a leaf that withers, it dies. So when your dreams wither, what will happen to you? If they're not being nourished or given a direction of light, then they too will die. There was a famous passage said by a man named Langston Hughes. And he used to say, held fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is barren, field frozen with snow. So, what is meant by that? It's basically telling you how dreams are your source. They lead you to. They're not a hope. It's their direction. What do you dream of being? Do it. What do you dream of society? The minute, by the way, you dream of one thing you want to do, you've just created a thought, a presence, a manifestation. With that dream leads you to something. It's actually, the minute you dream and want to do something, that thing, it's changing the future. It's creating a future for you. The future is already happening. Like I said, think about it. Time is not linear. So when you're dreaming or dream of something, You just created a new established doorway or the end of the bridge or moved the bridge over to a new landing. And it's already happening. Now, if you don't have a dream, there's still that place you got to walk across. There's a bridge that leads to nowhere, and where does it fall? It falls onto the ground. You may dream of hope, but again, hope is as hollow as anything, like it says in Tao Te Ching. And yet, some people have said, and like Edgar Casey, like I said earlier, dreams are today's answer to tomorrow's questions. So sometimes what happens when we dream, it has a twofold thing on there. That's a very interesting thing because it's basically telling things that happen. But it's amazing because dreams, you're having your proposed dream, will lead you, of course, on that journey. And that journey is the most important thing. It leads you down where you learn and understand things. So it's sort of answering the things that you should already have presented. Sometimes we dream of things we want to do, and that leads us to the answers already for tomorrow's questions. What if we dreamt never to go to the moon? Mankind. When we dreamt of going to the moon, what opened up by hitting space? Would we have the internet? Dreams lead to things. When we dreamt to find things, on that path we find new things. We rediscover things. You see, the inspiration of getting to the end of something might open up doors for other things. It's a dream that keeps us on guidance. When we dream of, let's say, finding the source of free energy, when in fact we just found, when I just listened, God, I wish we had free energy. I wish we never had that. And then things just open up out of nowhere. When we think of things and I dream of, let's say, you know, there would actually be humanity be at large, changing its societies, having freedom of speech, recognizing and having tolerance for another, removing the division, perhaps removing the monetary system that has made us slaves to a new slave master, namely the banks, ultimately. When the answer was, oh yeah, energy, and it's always been there, free energy. I wish we didn't have to use gas anymore. Guess what? It's already been here. When you look on the dream of changing things, it's there. Now we just have to implement it. It can be done. It's no longer a dream. It's a reality. It's not there. So dreaming of this, the guidance, that dream gave us the bridge to achieve it. Was it a dream when Jews were scattered across the world? And over a third of its people were slaughtered in the 40s by the Nazis and Europe at large with their compliance. And yet they built a nation, a teeny little country. Dreams do come true. When the forefathers of the United States kicked off the British and they wanted a new set of rules, a new country, giving new inspirations, new dreams. I don't think they never would have realized how, as much as people do not like the United States, how why so many people come to the United States. Because they have dreams. Making it better, not just for themselves, for their children. There's perhaps the freedoms of they've never realized. In spite of things that are negative. Yeah, we have no healthcare, it sucks. There's a lot of things that are being always manipulated. But you set yourself, I'm talking people at large. You have more than here that if I go into other countries that I've seen, you're free. What happens with your free speech? If I say something that might offend somebody Here, it doesn't matter. Over there, I could be thrown in jail or stoned. In a lot of countries, if I be critical of a religion, I could be thrown in jail. So everything has this thing. I can be, you can have a freedom. This is what inspired. Don't think the forefathers of this country had their dreams. And sometimes the dreams that they envisioned didn't exactly pan out. Thomas Jefferson had warned us about the banks, and look what happened. So we do have things that we can change and adjust. There are a lot of things within our power from our that we can dream and bring them into leading us to that direction. I think when Gandhi led the peaceful revolt of independence for India, I don't think he envisioned the vision that suddenly occurred in front of his eyes between Muslims and Hindus, and therefore creating the Pakistan, which created the everlasting partition. I don't think when Jews came to started moving into the Holy Lands, as they call them, in Israel, today's Israel, and as the Arabs from many regions moved in with their populations, that they could not all live in together and next to each other, that there would be all this wars over what religion. I don't think they dreamt, no, neither one of them would dream that. I don't think when a child wakes up, he dreams of strapping a bomb on itself and killing another kid. I think those are taken away. I think every child wishes he could play. I think every child wishes he can just be, have fun. But what happens, they're educated to adjust their dreams and change their dreams and tell them you can't dream. And through life's decisions, and of course, the parents and grandparents can directly affect others' situations. And then we ultimately all choose, because since we all choose our parents, we all affect our inspirations, therefore our dreams. But we all have choice and free will. And therefore, we have the free will to dream and create our new directions. We are our dreams. We dream what we will be. We dream of supposedly hope. Henry David Thoreau once said, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours. So true. You have to embrace your dreams, not run away from them. Because when you suppress them, what happens? You're taking the light from your dreams. And what happens to the tree? What happens to a tree when there's no sunlight? It becomes weaker and weaker, and then what happens? In fact, the spiritual true sense, as I said, we learn from the past while not remaining in it. We always have a goal of being our dream that is our direction. But most important, we forget, is being within the moment, within the journey itself. So in other words, you look at the past as what it is. You can't live within it. You learn from it. So you can't drive your car while looking in a rearview mirror, but you have to take responsibility for the actions and choices that you made and learn from it. That's part of healing. That's part of releasing the karma. It's not holding on to anger or things or poor pity me things. It's moving forward in a positive fashion. And what is the direction? That's the dream. That is your goal. You head to a direction of light, looking for something positive. And as you do, you live in the moment of it. It's often forgotten that it's the journey that's most important, not the end of the dream. What happens when you wake up after the dream? Right? When you're within the dream, it's because you're in the moment of the direction of it. that's part of the beauty of the dream. Being in the direction is so important. It is part of the journey. So it's living, as I say, within a dream of a dream. From our dreams, they lead us. From our goals, they guide us. Without them, we are without our compass and we're simply lost. You can never really just stop dreaming. You can just change your goals or your dreams, but you must have them. Otherwise, like I said, in both spirit and in physical presence, you'll perish in this lifetime. When you entered this body, you made a choice. That was your goal, your dream. You were to experience this lifetime with many paths and choices. That direction, a goal, a path, a choice, a dream. Our choices lead us. Our choices are our goals. Our dream and our goal is our choice. So what are your choices? What do you dream of and your goals? We all have them. What are they? Sometimes we get caught up in our day-to-day things, right? You're working, let's say you do a job, and you're working 8 hours a day. And under life circumstances, you find yourself, well, God, I'm working this 9-to-5 job that I hate. What's at the end of the tunnel? And then you get disillusioned, right? And then you come home, and because you're so disillusioned from not having your dream come to what you want to happen, you might get medicated. That means like getting high, getting drunk, or having some alternative way of diversion. Sex, drugs, alcohol. Maybe you work to work. Even though maybe you not like the work or you like, you're just drawing yourself. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's overextended things. Maybe you become extremist in political consciousness of things. Maybe you become extremist within a religion or extremist within a politics. Why? Because it's voiding your choice of dreams and your inspirations. It's a diversion. We get diverted from our paths and our goals. Then who am I to say who what your goals and dreams are? Only you know. If your dream is to be a political activist, maybe that is. It's your dream. Maybe your dream is to be an imam or a rabbi or a priest. That's your dream. And you do it, you do it. Of course, I always think of not affecting hurting others while on the course on your path. That'd be more enlightening. If that's finding your true path, your true place, your higher self, your true self. Some people I remember in the past have asked me, what is really sin? And in comes from the word in Hebrew, which is the same thing, some like it's like a tikkun, a net, means wrong direction in Hebrew. It doesn't mean bad, by the way, sin. It means wrong direction. And what does that really mean? It's like I'm going the wrong direction. I mean, in reality, I've always said to people when I get to very simple, everything's more simplicated, and a lot of people make things more complicated. I can take any situation. And you can simplify it because in reality, what are we? We're energy. Your body is made up of energy. Your soul is energy. And what does energy have? It vibrates. It has a frequency to it. And what has the frequency bouncing up and down? You know, like a light has a frequency. You know, you see like a long expanded and then a higher condensed frequency path. That's what I mean. So your soul, same thing. So all of a sudden it's, you know, faster, 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 faster. And if your energy is speeding up faster, faster, that means your perceptual abilities increase. If it's lower, 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 it doesn't. So what does sin have to do with the wrong path? Well, in real form, and this is both from a Taoist and a Kabbalist way of looking at things, it said that you, if you're going looking, lowering your frequency, let's say you're going to your alter ego self, and when your alter ego self, you're having a different perspective of where your dreams are. Get it? Because your dreams are reflected to your perspective, which are subjugated to your choices. And if you're raising your frequency, your dreams and aspirations and choices and goals change with them. That's why I keep on saying they adjust to where you are. You always have them, but the minute you succumb and then close them off, that's when you no longer on this planet. You're physically pulled out. You have no direction. You wither away eventually. You'll find that most people who have, and this is a generalization, but maybe because some come to some, and this succumb to some major illness that slowly forges them. You've heard people will themselves to death. That's because they lost their dreams. When people sit there and they get really old and they go, God, what happened to my life? What am I going to do? The greatest thing is just do it. Whether maybe you're 70, 80 years old and you've always dreamt to write a book, write it. Maybe you're 70, 80 years old and always want to learn to play a guitar, do it. Put your dreams in effect. Set a little time together. Don't get beat yourself in the head that you did it. Just keep on trying. Let's say I've had clients who maybe their dream was always to be an actor or a musician or a singer. I said, do the 9-to-5 job. And on the on side, do that as a hobby, like on the side. Do is experience it. At least experience it, your direction of your dream. It's there. You have the building opportunity. And when you say, no, I can't, then you just created the choice of not walking up toward your dream. You've diminished it. You took the nourishment out from within. And you can't complain but yourself. When people come depressed, what happens? And we all have it. It's when things happen around us that we lose our inspiration. Maybe something economically happened to you that makes you depressed. You lose your job at the IRS or there's bills or things like that. Maybe things that you wanted to be didn't come into being. Maybe somebody offered you a job or a situation and you're running down it and it just didn't happen. Then you adjust. Don't give up. You adjust. That's part of life. That's part of what we do. That's how we learn to grow. If things are dreams that we just ran through and had them in effect, what kind of work we could just, there wouldn't be no effort. You know, it's the when you put in the energy and you do, and they actually do come about, and everybody goes, wow, I finally got to my goal. Well, there's always a new goal, but then you feel a sort of sense of achievement. And you still have a sense of achievement even if you are on that path and did it. There's a lot of athletes, I'll give you an example. They may, you know, be inspired to play football. They go Pop Warner, for example. And that, those out there don't know that's like kiddie football. You're playing in like junior high or whatever, in grammar school or middle school. And then they go on to play in high school. And then they want to go play in college. And they want to be in pro. How many of you think of those athletes who are inspired, their dream is becoming a professional athlete, they don't get achieve it? And then they even achieve to be a professional athlete, like to say football or basketball or whatever. How many of them eventually become an all-star or win the championship? Or even go in the tournament, like a Super Bowl or finals. or the world champion. How many do that? Very few. But you got there. You at least got to some point. So in effect, you've achieved the goal from that. You achieved as far as it went. Then, if it doesn't go any further, and life takes a course, maybe you know, you can't be 7 years old, and maybe physically you can't play football or basketball, obviously. Then you adjust your goals, as they say. You adjust your dreams to new dreams. That's part of life. That's how you learn to adjust. You create new dreams. Now I want to write a book about what I went through. There's a dream. Or I go into new things. There's always new assets. Maybe you're limiting yourself of what you think you are. Now, I often said, I said earlier about dreams has reflected on our perceptions and where we are, as whether we're going to our true self, raising our frequency or lowering our frequency. That has to do with your own ego, for you're going downward. Is your dream to come be rich just to take care of yourself, so you can have more houses, more homes, more things? Is your dream to become financially wealthy because you want to own things? Like more, like a bigger car and things, living things? Or do you want to experience things only? Or maybe those experience of things opens up more doors so you can help other people? I mean, let me put it this way. There's people out there who have billions upon billions and billions of dollars. How much more money do they really need? How much will they really get from it? That's where the issue of their openness and their dreams, where the ego has taken over, the alter ego I'm talking about. And I apologize for a windblower coming around the corner here. But even right now, I have a dream that this guy might not be blowing his leaves right near me as I'm doing this show. But I have to adjust to it, don't I? Maybe it's a diversion to me to focus and I have to speak louder so you can hear me. And maybe you have to listen more focused to listen then. But we all have certain things. We have to adjust to our life circumstances, where they're at. But we can always adjust these things. And again, going back to dreams and on our reflection of who we are and our perspectives of things, it's all dependent. You choose to be like the Paris Hilton who like kind, not to just only about her, but, and I use that metaphorically, only about her, it's always about her, how her, or, and I do this in an also metaphorical way of, let's say, Angelina Jolie, or her husband Brad Pitt, where they receive so much financial benefit, they utilize that to help benefit somebody else. And that's their dream now, to build and help people. Maybe that's their dream. They achieved one dream of financial independence. That's different. Achieving a financial independence so that you can help others, or achieving financial independence so you can live in a life of luxury is different. Again, who am I to judge, right? We all have our certain directions. And what I say is, everything has its course. But there is a reality of increasing your frequency or lowering your frequency. That is not a judgment. That's just a given. If somebody chooses to follow their alter ego self, that's or more selfish or more of vanity, or somebody needs to achieve themselves and rise up and for the benefit of helping themselves at the same time helping others. Maybe you have a professional that you want to achieve that will directly help benefit others. Or maybe down the line directly help besides yourself, help others and yourself as well. Maybe the first dream is to first heal yourself. Maybe the first dream is you don't pick up that joint or beer or glass thing or drop that pill. maybe the first dream is taking a sense of looking yourself in the mirror and appreciating how great soul you really truly are. Maybe the first dream is having self-worth and embracing and having self-love for yourself. Maybe that's the first dream. Maybe the first dream is looking around you and realizing we're all simply connected to each other. Maybe the first dream is a reality of that, how collectively we're all one consciousness and how we're so connected to each other. It's sort of crazy to hate one another, because hating them is hating ourselves. Maybe our dream is moving into that force. Maybe it just is that first dream. Maybe it's the first dream that we become aware of certain things and we initiate things. Maybe it's the first dream that we initiate the implementing, tongue tie here, of free energy. Maybe it's the dream of starting free energy creates a new humanity. Maybe that start of free energy is just a dream. And that free dream that I just had was a dream that Tesla had and many others had. Maybe I had a dream that people realize that their God is the same chair as somebody else's God. You just look at it from a different angle. Maybe the God is within us all. Maybe the God is with all of us. Maybe it is all the universe. Maybe the little dream is realizing that we're all one with the universe. Maybe that's what that meant. It's Allah, Tao, God, universe, creator. Maybe that's the dream. And is that a dream within a dream? Perhaps. That's maybe my goal, or the universal goal, or collective conscience of the soul, of human soul, in these bodies, at this time, on this space called planet Earth, that is actually already happening in the future. That's already happened in the past. Maybe it's the dream that I'm having, that I'm thinking about doing after I finish this show. Maybe it's my choice to endeavor on something. Maybe it's your choice to endeavor on something else as well. What is your goal? Do it. Start it. Even at a baby step. Implement it. That came out of my mouth. Implement. Even the little bit, baby step even, and keep on it. It's not just about, that's what's called living in the dream. It's not, living in the dream is not the end of the dream, it's living within the dream. The dream is your journey. That's the dream. The goal is the journey. It's living in that journey that has that direction. It's literally walking forward. Not sitting on the couch. It's doing. Embracing. It's what makes a soul within a physical presence that has body function moving around slightly different than a plant that doesn't. It doesn't move, have the physical character. It's limited to move around and do things, to implement. We have choice. I had a client the day that I was working with on talking metaphysics, and he was rather surprised when I told him that the human soul actually has the potentiality of being going to places higher than the angelics or angels. And the reason being is one simple reason. Choice. The angels were never given choice. Angels have just one thing. They do a job. We have choice. When you read the Bible, whether it's Christian, Judaic, Islam, in the Quran, when Adam and Eve eat the apple, they already, and they chose to eat the apple, and they said, oh, I ate the child and showed me good and bad, and it gave me choice. They already made the choice before it happened. That was the whole point of the story. It's a story, not real. It's a metaphor story about our choices and our dreams. And what was the Garden of Eden? We left it, the super fuzzy little thing. Now, why that's so important of a story? We're trying to come back to the Garden of Eden, right? That's the whole story, basically. Spiritually, you're supposed to go back to the Garden of Eden. And there's all these implications and variations leading to it. Adam and Eve going back. The innocence. Maybe it's a way of being a vegetarian again, a vegan in some people's path. Maybe it's through a different spiritual path. And the reason they were taken out is placed in areas of where there's positive and negative. Therefore, what they call, some people call it duality, but I call it the yin and yang, or positive, negative. And they were placed in the situations where there's assumed limitation. And out of that assumed limitation, we create choice. Thus, we can choose a dream. It gave us the opportunity to dream. Angels don't dream. They don't set goals, because that's part of choice. We, as human beings, in their souls, and souls around the world, I'm talking about extraterrestrial souls as well, have choices and dreams within dreams. They all have souls. They all have choices. They all have dreams and aspirations. Your dog, your animals, you don't think they have choices and dreams and goals? You may not think it. Maybe their goal is just to lie around and sit around. That's their dream and choice. You as a human have another, chosen another path. You've opened your options to open your opportunities to dream in more areas, to have more goals and more choices. You have the opportunity to choose, and this is where it comes reverence. So we have to be thankful that we have the ability to choose and the ability to dream. And the ability to help set our goals. Problem is, we often forget that we have this ability. And we often forget we can always change the dream and adjust our choices. But as Edgar Allan Poe said, we always live with a dream within a dream. And so with that, I want to thank you all for listening in. And God bless you all. And with that, I will simply close with a really, really cool song. It is by Janis Joplin. I want to wish you all a glorious, glorious day as we end May. And I will see you in June. God bless you all and have a glorious, glorious weekend. God bless.